It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Let's dig back into the Real Country Flashback on a Monday, which is brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, yes, there were bunnies, there were Lee Bryce, there were Kid Rocks, and there was even a Gaga at the Super Bowl halftime, whichever one you watched yesterday. But back in the year
1994,
there was no need to have an alternate, because two things to remember from Super Bowl 28. First of all, back-to-back, baby.
Dallas, your Cowboys are champions.
Cowboys repeat, back-to-back Super Bowl champs, beat the Bills again like the year before. And like the year before, Super Bowl had country music at the forefront. Garth did the anthem the year before, as we talked about on the Friday Flack, but as opposed to any bunnies that are bad, it was country that took the stage for the halftime in Atlanta.
The Super Bowl goes country with Winona, Travis Tritt, Tanya Tucker, and Clint Black. The Wavy Lays Super Bowl Halftime Show, later today on NBC.
That's right, the Wavy Lays Halftime Show featured Clint Black, Winona, Tanya Tucker, and happy birthday today to Travis Tritt. Billed as the Rockin' Country Sunday at Super Bowl 28, and the finale featured a very special appearance, really, most notably, by Naomi Judd, who, you got to think back at the time, the Judds had broken up, essentially. They had stopped touring. They hadn't really broke up because of Naomi Judd and her health problems. Winona had went out on her own. So it was a real big surprise when Naomi came out to join Winona there to sing Love Can Build a Bridge with a lot of special guests. But the whole lineup, Clint Black kicked it all off with Tuckered Out, actually an album cut, really. Wasn't even a single at the time off his No Time to Kill album. And then Tuckered Out went right into Tanya Tucker, who sang It's a Little Too Late. That led into Winona's No One Else on Earth. I mean, you talk about the big hits of the time. And then it was Love Can Build a Bridge, which actually had a bunch of special guests on there, including Stevie Wonder, Charlie Daniels, the Georgia Satellites, and for no apparent reason whatsoever, the great Joe Namath and Elijah Wood.
Okay.
Yeah. No clue. And he didn't really know, if you look back at the old footage, of what to do up there. But on his experience of it, Travis Tritt said playing in the 1994 Super Bowl halftime show was a huge thrill and one of the marquee moments of my career, as he kicked it up high octane there with T-R-O-U-B-L-E. So, yeah, that was the last time country took the stage at a halftime show. Oh, wasn't it great?